Welcome to the Do Zone, and this is where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels. It's the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025. Without cold reach, outreach, or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. You can download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Dr. Joseph Drilshagen, and he has been featured in Fox, NBC, CBS, and USA News, along with being named one of the top business coaches in America for 5 consecutive years in the NYC Journal, Disruptors Magazine, and as of February 2025, the Enterprise World. Joseph is the rapid growth specialist. Joseph, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Absolutely, Josh. Great to be here with you. And what I would say against popular belief maybe is to get into alignment with what the end goal is before taking the action steps into it. That alignment is so critical into how we allow opportunities to show up for us and things like that. And when we're trying to achieve business growth, whatever it may be.
Yeah, makes sense. And it's kind of like, well, we got to choose a destination before we get in the car and just start driving.
It's exactly like that. Yeah. And getting clarity with what that destination looks like. Yeah. So when we take the time to align it, all of a sudden things start showing up out of the blue, coincidence, things that start happening and stuff. Otherwise, we hit the ground doing 150 miles an hour and we're blown by all these opportunities for these things to start showing up for us to guide us into how to do it without all the massive actions, exhaustive efforts.
Yeah, the way that I used to illustrate that point, and I'm so happy to hear you say that because it's fundamental to anyone's success is here's the easiest way to illustrate it is like if I were to come over, roll up in your house, open up the door, and say, "Hey, Joe, get in." What's the first response you're going to have to that?
Where are we going?
Where are we going?
Right?
And then what if I say, and what if I say, "I don't know yet.
Yeah.
We're just going to drive around and figure it out. You getting in the car with me? I don't know. It depends on how close we are."
Right. Where I'm at. Yeah, absolutely. And we try to build these businesses as entrepreneurs. We try to build these things. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to build those things, Josh, with programming that doesn't work for us. It's not entrepreneur programming. Entrepreneur is really about getting into that flow state of bringing things about. But we want to apply the same logic we learn in corporate America with the structure and the detail and the action plans. And I do this on this time and this on this time. But that's not a true entrepreneur. Entrepreneur is like when I hang glide and run off of that mountaintop. You're out there and you're going and you're making adjustments as you're going and you're in that flow of it. That's what entrepreneurship is. And so when we get that alignment going in, it makes that entire flight so much more enjoyable. The journey into entrepreneurship, that journey into the growth, so much more enjoyable, impactful, and takes out a lot of the BS effort and exhaustive actions in doing so.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, man, I'm not getting on that hang glider with you unless you tell me where the landing site is.
Absolutely.
Where
Although, once
are
I
we gonna
start
land?
snoring,
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Generally in that direction.
yes.
That's funny. And so I want to talk about, one thing that you mentioned in the pre-show notes here is why following someone else's plan for success never works. And man, there's like 17 directions that we can go with this, but tell me why you write that down and tell me why you feel so strongly about that.
Absolutely. And early on, it took me 4 decades to get to where I'm at today and to developing the SMT method and all those things. And through that process, I tried so many other coaching methods and such that have the blueprint. They have your roadmap to success and you do A, B, C, and you get to D. Less than 1% of people following those programs ever achieves anywhere at that level D state. And the reason being is Josh, every one of us are unique individuals. Every one of us have our unique desires. We have the unique things, talents and gifts within us. We have the things that light us up. But then we also have subconscious programming that's unique to the individual. So how can I take a, how can a one size fit all actually work for everybody? It's impossible to. So we follow these, and what we try to do is we try to distort who we are to fit that model, rather than the SMT method is structured to develop the model based on the individual. So when you and I get done working together, you've not only scaled your business, but now you have a roadmap that works for you and any other adventure or endeavor you take on, versus trying to change who you are at the core to fit into this process or this process.
Makes sense. And I remember there's somebody that I follow online that says, and he's a very successful dude, and he says, "I'm not going to tell you what to do. Yes. I'm going to teach you how to think."
Yes. And every client
and
I work with,
think.
I help them. I don't ever tell anybody what it is they need, or what I do is I help them determine what that is, because then they can determine it based on who they are.
That's right. And so let's talk about that just a little bit more, because so many times we're looking for the formula, the step-by-step, give me the blueprint, all that you used all of those words. And, you know, I sell that stuff. And at the same time, once you get somebody in there, yeah, we're following like a process, but this has to be modified to this person, to their industry, to their situation, and ultimately to what they're going to be able to execute. Because
yes.
if I give you the blueprint and this blueprint is too rigid and it falls out of your scope of expertise, it's not going to function. And so let's talk about like guidelines instead of, you know, framework. Like framework is a strong word that I like, because it's like, it's kind of flexible. You know, a blueprint is, this is how you construct the building. A framework is like, it's probably going to have four walls.
Or enough walls that we have closure at some point.
Yeah, probably. And a
roof.
Now, but
we get
maybe
there, but absolutely. And really, like I said, the way I developed this SMT method is we come out of the gate developing what the SMT method refers to as a dynamic vision. So it's that end point. What do you want to do in your business? What size do you want your business to be? How do you live with your business at that size? Because, you know, and it continues on. There's a lot of detail into the clarity of what that is, because the clearer we can see it, the more able we're able to achieve it. So then what, and what the whole SMT method is set up to do is to bump up us against that programming in the subconscious. The subconscious is, we know now that 85% of our results is determined by the subconscious. So if I have limiting things in programming in that programming, then I'm going to get limiting results on it. So it's geared to bump into that limiting programming. So then we can go in there and take tools and shift that. So now it starts opening up a greater potential on the other side. But that vision is really a starting point. The other thing I do with a lot of entrepreneurs, almost every entrepreneur or business client that I work with, one of the first things I have to get them to do is throttle back a little bit, because we're so used to going at it full force. And then if it's not working, what do? We go at it even harder and we put more hours and all it's doing is bringing less and less results. So I get them to throttle back through developing that dynamic vision. And then as we're going forward, that vision, if you think about you developing a vision, it's going to be unique to you. Now, as we start moving forward into the action steps that you said, I don't give my clients, I help them develop what's called systems of accelerating habits. So we find those things that light them up. We find those things that are leading towards the end, you know, towards opening up that vision. And then we start finding more time to do those things. So instead of doing things we can't stand doing, instead of being like somebody we see on social media who's in front of the camera and they can't stand to be there, we're aligning with whatever we do to be that person that's out there in front of the camera, and they're home. They love that camera, you know, that's their friend, you know, and they love it. And so we're aligning like that based on the individual.
Makes a lot of sense. And so tell us a little bit more about the S&T method and what it is and who it's for and how it really helps people transform their success.
Yeah, the SMT method, it's abbreviated for subconscious mindset training. And so it's really about that programming, the patterns, paradigms, the belief systems, all of that in that subconscious, because the subconscious is so important because that's what triggers the brain waves to the actions we take or we don't take. So if you have an opportunity, which I had, when in my 20s, I had an opportunity to take over a multi-million dollar construction company, and I wasn't going to take anything out of my pocket. I was new coming into industry and things like that out of school and such. And over a 3-day period, this belief was going through me that said, I can't take that because I don't deserve it because I didn't work hard enough for it. And I passed on that. That was at 22 years old, and that's what opened up this gate to what's become my life works and what I do today because of that. Because I couldn't understand why am I not jumping at this thing and gripping it, you know what I mean? Like it's such a great opportunity. And so with that, so this the SMT, again, it differs from everything else because it's based on the uniqueness of the individual. But what we're doing is we're going through and we're identifying those, we're aligning to what we want, and in doing so, we're identifying the limiting beliefs so we can go in there and shift those and start opening up to greater possibilities and potentials in our life without all the excessive efforts into it.
Yeah, well said, man. And so who would be the best candidate to really dig in and engage with something like
Yeah,
this?
like, because business owners, if a business owner is not getting the growth that they want to get, or they're just struggling to stay alive, whatever it is and such, at that point, it's not because of our outside situations and circumstances. We always want to blame competition, state of the economy, things like that. But it's never about that because we see companies in those downtimes that take the greatest strides they've ever had. And then we see so many organizations in a boom economy struggling to stay afloat. So it's not about the outside, it's about that internal. So anybody who's not achieving what they want to achieve, professional sales people, whether it's a sales rep or I work in corporations and help elevate sales personnel to top producers. And it's all based, the entire SMT method is based on rapid results. It's not like we're going to get there someday. I typically will work with clients for a year and, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of testimonials of people who have gone from 7.5 to $22 million revenue in 12 months, or from a few thousand dollars a month revenue to $47 to $52,000 a week revenue. And it just goes on and on with these, and it's all about that rapid growth that we go in there, we hit that, identify what that is so that we can shift that and open up that door to greater potential and possibilities.
Yeah, well said, man. And so where can we go to learn more?
Yeah, the easiest thing to do to learn more is, I mean, I'm sure you have my website in here, but anybody can go to a site that I set up with my personal calendar called coachwithjoey.com. And I have my new book, the Reprogramming the Subconscious, the SMT method, the rapid growth that's going to be starting to promote in another week or so here. So anybody that sets that call up with me at coachwithjoey.com, I'll give you a free copy of the book.
Excellent. Great. Well, hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Dr. Joey Drolshagen, for joining us and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets stuff done. And for those of you who want to engage with him directly, you can go to coachwithjoey.com. And whether you're on your morning commute, in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie and tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, you can download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Let's get to work.